stick together, there's never a doubt. So pull up a chair and let's talk man to man.
What's up, podcast fam? Episode 54 of the Dead and Griffin Pod. I'm Hallie.
I'm Dad.
What's up, peeps?
Aren't you going to say I'm Griffin?
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
Say what's up, peeps, sis.
What's up, peeps?
Oh, man.
Guess where we're recording tonight, Dad.
Do I have to guess or can I actually tell you where I am?
We can tell where we are.
I don't actually have to guess because I am where I am, right?
Yeah, we're in your guys' bed.
We have switched locations again. Mm. We are now on location in Mom and Dad's bedroom. And Mom is out. The CEO is out having fun with some friends tonight, right? She has friends in town.
Yeah.
Doing some driveway social distancing, right?
Yeah.
And we're stuck at home. What are we going to do? Oh, I know. Make a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Hi, sis. Thanks for being on the show again tonight. Say hey. What's up, peeps.
What's up, peeps?
I wonder how the peeps' weekend was.
Almost.
It's Monday. You know what today is? Today is June 1st. Can you even believe that?
That's kind of crazy.
That's so crazy. Do you think that because we're doing this podcast from a bed that you guys are going to be totally tuned out and not participating in the podcast tonight? Or do you think you'll participate?
I'll participate if I don't fall asleep.
Okay, but you're already whispering and nobody can hear you, so right?
Hey guys, I'm here.
Okay. So, how was your weekend?
It was amazing.
I think since Bubby is rolled over and he's closing his eyes, why don't you and I just do the pod tonight?
No.
Okay?
Hey, guys, I'm here, so don't forget about me.
How was your weekend?
It was great, Dad.
What did you do?
We
had an active weekend, so since nobody's really ready to talk on the pod, I'm going to take over and start talking more. This weekend was unbelievable. The weather was perfect.
Yeah, the weather was perfect.
It was so nice for outdoor stuff. I played in a golf tournament on Saturday. Hallie, you had your first day of junior golf on Saturday.
Yep, I had my first junior golf. It was amazing.
Unbelievable. Linksters. Tell the peeps about it. What's the group called? Little Linksters. You're a perfect little Linkster. What?
And you are too.
Oh, thanks. What was the most fun part about Little Linksters?
Little Linksters is so fun to say.
It is fun to say.
Little Linksters, I'm all over the Little Linksters.
How was it? Was it amazing?
Amazing. I wish I could just do it every day.
Yeah? So, do you have any friends in your Little Linkster class?
Only one friend.
Who?
Alex.
Alex, right. Yeah, that's awesome. So that's super cool.
Some of my dad's friends, like sons and daughters are in there.
Yeah, yeah, it's part of junior golf, right?
Oh, I'm
the parents are friends and then the kids turn into friends, right? It's kind of the deal. Yeah. So, sis, wrap it up for the peeps. Do you think you're going to go back to junior golf?
I think so.
Awesome. Good news.
And if you didn't see me, I think so.
Yep. What a fun day. Do you like your coaches?
Thanks, question.
Coaches.
You like the coaches? They're really nice coaches, and they're really great at coaching junior golf. Griffin, you had a big weekend.
Yeah.
You had your first baseball practice on Sunday.
Yeah.
How was that?
Good. I got to see all my buddies.
Got to see all your buddies for the first time. Holy cow. Baseball was actually not even the first attraction of the whole deal, although it was amazing to be outside and seeing people and, like, humans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And? Was it just fun or was it not fun? Are you falling asleep?
It was so fun. Trust me. Like, it just felt so good to just get out and, like, do something big for once.
Like, run around.
Yeah.
So, you have practice on Sundays for now. And
do you want me to tell you, like, why I really, really liked it?
Well, sure. Yeah.
I like the turf fields.
Yeah. So, you play on these all turf fields now. And
because I can slide and I won't get hurt.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to feel like, but there's no dust and no dirt, and it's just an all AstroTurf field, which is kind of a cool deal. I wonder how hot it's going to get in the summer, but we'll figure that out when it's hot in the summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought it was great to get out and see people, right? We had a great weekend of social distancing, right?
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
I wish the sickness is not what you mean about.
Nobody knows what you're saying, so if you're not going to talk, then I'm going to go to the next thing. So, anyway, it's Monday. It's June 1st. We can't even believe that basically summer's here. And tomorrow, we have a huge day tomorrow. I hate to skip through Monday, but basically we spent the whole day today trying to figure out what we're going to do tomorrow for Miss Maggie's birthday. You guys fired up?
B-R.
You fired up?
I'm so fired up.
What are you going to do?
So, we're going to have a silly string fight.
Come on.
She's going to be on the pod.
So, tomorrow's a big day because Mom, the CEO, is going to run the pod tomorrow, right? Yeah. We got to get the peeps ready for Dad's first day off. I'll try to call in and give the peeps, like, maybe an interview.
But how are we going to get the pod set up?
We'll get it set up. Don't worry. That's what adults are for, and adults, and we're good. I'm a podcast extraordinaire.
Is she going to, like, do, like, send in, like, a voice message for, like, the whole thing?
No, she's going to run it from her phone, dingus. Yeah.
How is it going
to
send?
So you're not going to talk to the phone, so I'm going to go talk into the phone.
Yeah, get under the covers.
Nope.
And be active.
So, anyway, we're jumping all around tonight. This is the craziest one of all time. So, you got Miss Maggie's birthday tomorrow. Have we gotten her a present?
No.
Oh, okay. Have we baked her a cake?
No.
Okay,
not
check.
One thing.
Have we planned a special day for her?
Yes.
So we're 1 for 3.
Can I tell you one thing?
Are you going to do a cake?
One thing. Yeah, she does not like cake.
She doesn't like cake? Is that a fact? Or are you just trying to cover up one of the boxes that wasn't
one
checked?
One thing. Snaggy does not like cake.
What does she like to eat for birthdays?
Maybe cookies.
Yeah, you guys do bake a lot of cookies. And yeah, you did bake some good ones today, didn't you?
Yeah.
What'd you do today?
We didn't bake them. We just ordered them and then it was like a cookie.
What did we do today? I mean, it's like full blast summer, right? It's supposed to be 90 degrees this week. We were outside playing in the water. We're playing in sprinklers. We're playing in baby pools. We're going to the pools. We've got grandma visits this week, right?
Yeah.
It's like full blast summertime.
It's summer.
Right?
Yeah.
Playing baseball, playing golf. We got the whole thing going.
Yeah. A whole enchilada.
All right. Can I tell you, do you guys have anything to contribute for best thing you saw last weekend?
I do.
Oh, I do.
Because I definitely have mine.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, Hallie, you go first. What was the best thing you saw last weekend?
My favorite thing. Can I tell them what my favorite thing I did?
Yeah, whatever you want.
A silly string fight.
Silly string fight?
Yeah.
You had a silly string fight this weekend?
No.
Or today?
That was last weekend.
It was like Friday, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, silly string fight. Awesome. Are you going to do it again tomorrow?
No, I just took the silly string gun and I just.
What was the best thing you saw today? Or last weekend?
When you told me that you won the golf tournament.
Oh, little humble brag on Dad there.
What does humble brag mean?
It means you snuck in a little braggadocious about Dad. Thanks for shouting me out. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I did. We won our first golf tournament of the year on Saturday. Felt good to be back in the winner's circle.
You said you won the majority of the bets.
We won the majority of the money. We won the tournament. That's what happens when you win the tournament. You win the majority of the money.
Yeah. You said that you won like $170 or something.
Yeah, something like that. Can I do my favorite thing?
Yeah.
My favorite thing I saw this weekend, you guys may not remember this or know about this, but on Saturday, a space rocket launched, SpaceX, the Dragon, launched with 2 astronauts in it and went up into space and docked on the International Space Station. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I watched a whole bunch of it today on NASA's LinkedIn, and I'm totally nerding out right now, but I thought it was one of the coolest things ever. Did you see the space rocket? Did you see the space rocket?
No.
I'll have to show you guys. We'll have to watch that. One of the coolest things you'll ever see. It's kind of like gives you chills.
And in 2024, NASA is planning to go to the moon.
NASA's planning to go to the moon.
Again.
Again. Okay. Interesting.
Yep.
I didn't know that fact. We'll have to fact check that.
It
seems to me like NASA goes to the moon quite often.
I did it in I saw on the Big Fib.
Oh, the Big Fib. Nice.
Was it a truth or a fib? It was a truth. Huh. At the end, they reveal who the fibber and the expert is, and the expert told us.
So are we ready to recommend a new show for the peeps? I feel like we're on a good track record recommending shows for the peeps.
Yeah.
This show, peeps, you've got to go find it.
It's on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus. Sis, what's it called?
The Big Fib.
The Big Fib. And what does fib mean?
Lie.
The big lie.
Yeah.
Except fib's like a mini lie, if there is such a thing. It's someone who's telling a not truth.
Fib.
A fib, right.
Yeah, first round is like a silly round.
So it's a cool show where they have kids who are trying to decide whether or not one of two adults, which of the two adults is telling the truth, and which of the parents is telling fibs about a certain subject. They talk about football, they talk about NASA and astronauts and baking and all a whole bunch of fun stuff.
Hairstyles.
And so it's a great show. Disney Plus, if you haven't heard of it, go check it out. The Big Fib.
I think I know.
Do you love it? Do you love it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think I know what the host's name is.
What's her name?
Yvette Nicole Brown.
That's exactly right. She's a good host.
Yeah.
She's a great host.
And Clive.
Clive, that's right. Clive is the guy who kind of runs the show, right?
Is he who is he like actual person?
I don't know who he is actual person. Good show though. Good call. That was a good shout out. I do agree with that. We haven't moved on. If in case the peeps are wondering, we haven't moved on from America's Funniest Home Videos yet, but we have certainly found a new show. Yeah, absolutely. All right, should we get to callers?
Yeah, totally.
Elizabeth has called in today. It's Mango Monday. And what's so funny?
Mango Monday.
What's so funny?
Mango Monday.
Did I say something wrong?
You said Mango Monday.
Mango Monday?
Yeah.
I did not say Mango Monday.
Yes, you did.
Did I really, sis?
If you rewind the tape, then you said Mango Monday.
I'm just trying. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Elizabeth. It's Mediterranean Monday.
Wait, you just said Mediterranean Monday.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
What's Monday called?
Monday with the wacky question of the day.
Wacky question of the day? It doesn't even start with an M. It's an upside down M. It's a W. It's got to have the same letter, so I call it Mango Mediterranean Monday.
You just said Mango
Mediterranean. Are you ready to listen to her call?
Yeah.
She's got a pretty goofy one today. You ready for this?
Monday with a wacky question of the day. Here's the first. What bucket would you rather be in? Stitches or broken bones? Here's the second. Do snitches really get stitches? By the way, these are both wacky. Answer those two on the pod. Bye, rude boys.
Okay, Elizabeth.
There's a lot to hash out there.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot to bring out of the...
There's a lot of bleeps in that.
We got to talk about this, first of all.
Wait.
End it with rude boys? Hello? Does she know that the marketing director's here too? She's not rude. I'm not rude. You're not rude.
I'm not rude.
I guess we did call it Mediterranean Mango Monday.
But she shouldn't be calling us rude for giving her, like, a bunch of shout-outs on the podcast.
We give her so many shout-outs. We give her Crash Test Dummy brother, Thompson, right? Do you know what a Crash Test Dummy is?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? I'm not calling him a dummy.
Oh.
Get out of here. Do you know what a Crash Test Dummy is?
Yeah.
It's like a doll that they put in Crash Test cars, and then it just goes banging around. Remember, he's got stitches all over his face. Remember we shouted him out on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, Crash Test Dummy. I'm not calling him a dummy. Thompson, I love you, bud. I'm not calling you a dummy. What are you guys laughing at? Jeez. All right.
You just called him a dummy.
Perfect segue into Elizabeth's first question. Thompson, which bucket are you in? Stitches bucket or broken bones bucket? Neither of you are really in a bucket yet, knock on wood.
Stitches.
But we've talked about this on the pod before.
Knock on wood.
I've done both, but I was firmly entrenched in the stitches bucket when I was a kid. I've had my face, my head, my knee sewn up. I let a hockey stick through my face. I had my head cracked open on the ground. I had my knee cracked open on a bike. I had my shin cracked open on a bleachers, even though I never went to get stitches for it. I just let it fix itself.
Let it fix.
Got scars all over. Thompson appears to be
a crash test dummy
in the stitches bucket, but we'll see.
Well, it's
really a bucket. You don't really want to be in either bucket, but by the time you're 40, you pretty much know which bucket you're in.
I'm not in the bucket yet.
Knock on wood. What was the second question? Oh, geez. You know what, Elizabeth? The second question, I got a little problem with the second question. You know, you got to be careful when your dad's writing the script. Because snitches get stitches. And that's a fact. That's a rule of the street. Snitches get stitches.
Snitches, what does that mean?
We're not going to explain this on the pod. Your uncle Johnny is a total goon. Remember the guy who had 14 toes?
Yeah.
And the green mole on his butt cheek? Yeah, that guy. Is that funny, Hallie?
Yeah, green mole on his butt cheek.
Is that funny, Hallie? Oh, you love Uncle Johnny. You don't even want that to be true. Oh, you're so giggly when we talk about Uncle Johnny.
He had a green mole on his butt cheek.
Oh my gosh, unbelievable.
Dad, are you serious? He had a green mole on his butt cheek.
I'm so serious.
No, he's not, guys.
He's my brother, I would know.
He doesn't have a green mole on his butt cheek.
I'll have him post a picture to the Dad and Griffin account on Twitter. The Twitter account.
You want Uncle Johnny to take a picture of his butt cheek?
The green mole that's on his butt. Now post it to Twitter for the whole world to see. Oh, sissy. You love Uncle Johnny?
What if he actually does that?
I don't know. At least maybe you take a picture of his 14 toes.
He
got two removed on each foot, so now he's got 10 again. But they're still nubs. They're still nubs. Like, it doesn't just, like, go away. You had two toes there, and they're on each foot, 7 and 7. Anyway, we've been over this. We're going back in time, like, major, big time right now.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks for calling in. Remember, tomorrow, the CEO's on the show running the whole pod. So,
can't call us rude.
Yeah, can't call us rude. That would mean you're calling Aunt Sarah rude. Burn. All right, we got an email. You want to talk about this email?
Yeah, Packers fan.
Packer fan sent us an email.
Cheeseheads.
Unbelievable. This one's great, though.
Yeah.
It's one of the best emails, right? And the subject is thank you, !! It says, Dear D&G Pod, that's us, Dad and Griffin Pod.
Yeah.
I would like to give a shout out to the Dad and Griffin Pod for going the extra mile on Friday and completing the podcast in Griffin's bed. Your dedication to the peeps is amazing. XO, the Packer fan, Aunt Amy. Awesome. How good is that?
Yeah.
Those are good emails to get, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that feels great. I think that the people are seeing that you're going the extra mile.
Yeah.
We're changing up the pod lab a little bit, right? We did it from your bed. Now we're in my bed. We usually do it in the basement. Wednesday night, so tomorrow night, you're going to do it with the CEO. Wednesday night, we'll give the peeps a little sneak preview.
You
and I are going to do basically a camp out in the basement.
Yeah.
Build a full fort, watch a movie. We'll do the pod from the fortress in the basement.
Yeah.
Right? Podcasting Global HQ.
Wait.
Right?
Will we do the pod from there?
Yes, we'll do the pod from there, from our fort.
Oh,
that's what we told the peeps we were gonna do, and
that would be our third episode in like a bunker.
Yeah, in a bunker. That's right. All right, peeps. Anybody have a shout out?
I do.
I think we're shouting out.
Aunt Amy
for the email. Yeah, that's a good one. Who are you shouting out?
I am shouting out
Coach Nate from Junior Golf. That would be a good one. Me and Mom. Thanks.
And Griffin.
Why? You love shouting your family out.
Just because you are leaving in like in a couple of days, and Mom is already gone. So I'm just.
Mom's not gone. Mom's just. You guys are like crazy town. Mom's hanging out with friends. It's not like she's gone forever. She's coming back in an hour.
She does.
You guys are acting like she's never coming back. She deserves... No, absolutely not. She deserves time with her friends.
9 o'clock, she's coming back.
Hardest working CEO in showbiz. We love her. Let's all shout out Mom. Mom, we can't wait for you to do the pod tomorrow. We're shouting you out tonight. Love you so much.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You won't need it because I know you're...
All right, peeps. There's no State Farm joke of the day tonight. Nobody had one. Nobody came prepared.
Hallie, do a Hallie joke.
No, we're not doing a Hallie joke.
Okay. So.
You got your shout outs. Peeps, hope you had a great Monday. We cannot wait to flip it up a little bit tomorrow. Please be nice to your new host. And Dad, will see you guys again on Wednesday. But in the meantime,
keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps.
The river has water and the sun has a beam.